This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's leading AI companies pledge to protect the safety of children online. Rivian is offering up to $5,000 in discounts if you trade in your gas-powered truck or SUV. And Elon Musk says X will launch a smart TV app that will most definitely, really, actually happen. It's Wednesday, April 24th, and this is Engadget News. Leading artificial intelligence companies, including OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, Meta, and others, have jointly pledged to prevent their AI tools from being used to exploit children and generate child sexual abuse material. The initiative was led by child safety group Thorn and All Tech is Human, a nonprofit focused on responsible tech. Thorn said the pledges from AI companies set a groundbreaking precedent for the industry and represent a significant leap in efforts to defend children from sexual abuse. The goal of the initiative is to prevent the creation of sexually explicit material involving children and take it off social media platforms and search engines. More than 104 million files of suspected child sexual abuse material were reported in the U.S. in 2023 alone. In the absence of collective action, generative AI is poised to make this problem worse and overwhelm law enforcement agencies that are already struggling to identify genuine victims. On Tuesday, Thorn and All Tech is Human released a new paper titled Safety by Design for Generative AI, Preventing Child Sexual Abuse, that outlines strategies and lays out recommendations for companies that build AI tools, search engines, social media platforms, hosting companies, and developers to take steps to prevent generative AI from being used to harm children. Thorn's vice president of data science, Rebecca Portnoff, told the Wall Street Journal that some companies had already agreed to separate images, video, and audio that involved children from data sets containing adult content to prevent their models from combining the two. Others also add watermarks to identify AI-generated content, but the method isn't foolproof. Watermarks and metadata can be easily removed. Rivian will give you up to $5,470 in a discount if you trade in an eligible gas-powered truck or SUV when you purchase or lease a qualifying R1 electric vehicle package in the U.S. and Canada. As an electric upgrade offer, Rivian said it will accept 2018 or newer trucks and SUVs from Ford, Toyota, Jeep, Audi, and BMW. And for the full list, check out this article at Engadget.com. The models on the list are popular gas vehicles like the Ford F-150, as the company is likely hoping to appeal to a wide range of people who may be considering switching to electric. Of course, the amount you get will depend on your vehicle and its condition, which means you could get more if you sell it yourself. In addition, the discount will only apply to specific R1T truck and R1S SUV packs at amounts that range from $730 to $5,470. You'll also still have to put in a $1,000 non-refundable deposit to reserve the configuration that you choose, and you must be able to accept a delivery between April 22nd and June 30th.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
X just announced a smart TV app for streaming video, or more accurately, that it claims it's building one with absolutely no launch date mentioned. The appropriately named XTV wants to be your go-to companion for a high-quality, immersive entertainment experience on a larger screen. By high-quality entertainment, X likely means that one Tucker Carlson video where he's really impressed by grocery carts in Russia. That's not a joke. Carlson is featured prominently in the little 10-second teaser video. Ex-CEO and marketing robot Linda Yaccarino promises real-time content and wide availability. But other than that, details are scanter than scant. There's some corporate-speak nonsense about AI, of course, and boasts about effortless casting from a mobile device to a TV. Wait, I thought this was a TV app. So it's also a mobile app that casts to a TV? Is there another word for less than half-baked? Does raw work? In other words, we don't know much. This is X. All we get are word salads that don't really mean anything, and then one day the app may or may not actually appear. If it does, it's likely to be hopelessly broken. That sounds harsh, but there's plenty of proof-laden pudding to go around. We got receipts. Back when Twitter first rebranded to X, the company promised the whole thing would soon be powered by AI. X eventually did create a chatbot, Grok, but it's not exactly the sharpest algorithm in the shed. It also doesn't look to be powering the site anytime soon. Elon Musk promised that X would soon become a payments and banking platform, which thankfully has not materialized. Remember when Musk said that all major X decisions would be conducted via user poll? When was the last time you've seen one of those? There's also the whole ongoing blue check fiasco. The long-promised job search tool did launch, but it's just kind of crappy. X did pursue original video content for a while, but things seem to have cooled off ever since the Don Lemon-Elon Musk debacle. 2 years after Musk purchased the site, it's still far from being the everything app. There's also the question of what kind of content will be streaming on this platform. Again, this is X. I'm just not sure how many people want to sit on their living room couch and watch a guy scream into the void about how the video game site Kotaku is ruining American society. The ad spotlights Carlson, as mentioned above, which indicates an endless stream of videos of people complaining about the word woke without actually defining it. Call us crazy, but we'd rather watch actual TV. Heck, even if I wanted to watch a vlog of impotent rage, YouTube is right there. It's on smart TVs now, and it works just fine. It has everything Yaccarino promises that one day will come to XTV. Plus, YouTube can teach you stuff beyond how to block folks with a blue check next to their name. XTV may or may not release in the near or far future on some or all smart TVs. It may be an actual app on the TV or an app on a phone that casts to a TV. It may be powered by AI or not. It may have tailored search, or it may just show you endless loops of Jordan Peterson bursting into tears. Who the heck knows? Be on the lookout for this latest pivot to video or not. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Pranav Dixit and contributors Mariella Moon and Lawrence Bonk, who wrote the humorous piece about XTV and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll return tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.